You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hello, everyone. Welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I'm the National NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider for basketballnews.com. We're here today on a Tuesday morning to go over another fun slate in the NBA. Certainly a smaller one as we try to bounce back from a rough Monday. We went 3-6-1 on Monday, just a really bad beat on multiple ones. The favorites definitely went down in flames in a lot of these. But before we get going here for a short Tuesday slate going over these four games, I want to remind you that our odds are provided by TwinSpires Sportsbooks. We are excited to announce a partnership with TwinSpires Sportsbooks. We have big announcements coming later on this season. And then our daily DFS picks are from PrizePicks. All of our users that deposit and use promo code NEWS, N-E-W-S, will receive 100% instant deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks is the easy way to play daily fantasy. It's daily fantasy simplified. You pick 2 to 5 players and over-under their projections, and you can whip to 10 times on any entry. It's just you versus the projected numbers. PrizePicks has a ton of stats to choose from, like points, rebounds, assists, three-pointers made, free throws made, etc. PrizePicks also allows mixed sport entries as well. PrizePicks offers every sport you can think of, like NFL, college football, NBA, college basketball, MLB, soccer, MMA, and more. PrizePicks is an award-winning, easy-to-use mobile app, both in the App Store and Google Play. PrizePicks is 4.8-star rating in the App Store with rare reviews as well. PrizePicks entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It is that easy to use. And PrizePicks is safe and always fast withdrawals as well. We thank PrizePicks for sponsoring today's show here on Nothing But Bets, as they do every day throughout the season. And make sure to download the app or go online and use the promo code NEWS, N-E-W-S, and PrizePicks will match your deposit 100% up to $100. So let's dive into today's action here on Tuesday. Our first game up in the slate, the Miami Heat they're at the Detroit Pistons. The Heat are 10-point favorites on TwinSpires. This feels like a really rough game right now for the Detroit Pistons to get. They're coming off a tough, close loss at home to the Los Angeles Lakers on Sunday. I mean, if you haven't heard by now, if you've been under a rock for a little bit, Isaiah Stewart and LeBron James go to a big scuffle. Stewart tried to charge at LeBron James. LeBron hit him in the face on a free throw attempt. LeBron actually got suspended for a game. Isaiah Stewart got 2 games. So the Pistons are without Isaiah Stewart tonight, as they will be for the next 2 games. Miami is back to full health once again. Jimmy Butler is back in the lineup. Kyle Lowry, Bam Adebayo, they're all going to be playing tonight for Miami. You also have Tyler Hero emerging into one of my favorite players to watch in the league so far as young players go. This is a really rough matchup for Detroit. I love the Heat in this spot, and I love the Heat to cover the big 10-point spread here. I think it's a get-right game for Miami, one where they can really dominate from opening tip and kind of suffocate this Pistons rotation into submission. So I love the Heat in this spot. Give me the 10-point spread to cover that. One of my best bets of the night as well here for a small 4-game slate on Tuesday. So we're going to hammer the Heat minus 10 on TwinSpires. And let's go over and build out our prize picks power play, which can win you up to 10 times on any entry. Let's check it out here. Jimmy Butler over under of 23.5 points. We're going to go over on Jimmy Butler. Cade Cunningham at 14.5. I do like Cade Cunningham to go over on his over as well. He's going to be the only offensive engine tonight for the Pistons. It's going to be very rough sailing to get to 15 points, but I think Cunningham eventually gets there. Bam Adebayo at 17.5. I also like Bam to hit his over on points. No Isaiah Stewart tonight, no Kelly Olynyk. I think Bam is a really big game inside. And then let's go over and check out from the Pistons side of things, rebounds, assists, and three-pointers made. So for three-pointers, we have Sadiq Bey over 2. Or we can do Jeremy Grant over 2.5 assists, or Jeremy Grant over 4 rebounds. So let's check out Jeremy Grant's stat trends recently, and we can pick out the best one for this game. Sadiq Bey is also very enticing at 2 threes. But let's check out Jeremy Grant's stat trends recently to see which one is better for the rebounds or the assist, because I think it's probably a smarter bet in this one, because this Heat defense is no joke. They're going to make things really rough on Detroit. So recently for Jeremy Grant, let's go over his last few games here. For rebounds, 4, 4, 3, 1, 5, 2, 5, 4, 6. That's for rebounds. His over-under is 4, and he's gotten 4 the last few games. So that's very much on the fence there. Jeremy Grant's assist, 3, 2, 0, 1, 5, 1, 3, 4, 4, 1, 0, 5, 3, 1, 2. Very hit or miss for him as well on the assists. Let's check out Sadiq Bey on three-pointers real quick too. Sadiq Bey is obviously doing very well as far as volume goes this year. He's kind of dipped a little bit in the three-point percentage, but we all know he's a great shooter, taking a lot of volume this year from deep. Over the last few games for Sadiq Bey, we've seen 3, 4, 3, 1, 2. So to be on Sadiq Bey to hit at least 3 threes in this game, he's done that in 6 games so far this year for Detroit. Very much a one where I might avoid. So we're just going to do a 3-leg power play here. Power play for only 3. If you do 4 or 5, it's up to 10 times as much. For 3, it pays you back 5 times the amount. If you do a flex play on this as well, 2 out of 3 pays you back 1.25 times the amount. 3 correct pays you back 2.25 times the amount. So we're going to lock in this simple three-leg power play here. Jimmy Butler over 23.5 points. Cade Cunningham over 14.5 points. And Bam Adebayo over 17.5 points. $100 entry wins you back $500. So we're going to lock that in and take the Heat minus 10 as well over the Pistons tonight in Detroit. The next game here, the New York Knicks hosting the Los Angeles Lakers. This spread has ballooned since the last time I saw it. It was Knicks minus 3.5. Now it's Knicks minus 7. This is one to me where I'm very much on the fence about what to do here as well, because both these teams are kind of just so maddeningly inconsistent. It's kind of hard to lean where to go here. Both these teams are in a very weird spot. Obviously, no LeBron tonight for LA, but the Knicks too are very inconsistent, especially against at least solid teams. So I actually like the Lakers to cover the 7-point spread tonight. I don't like them to win outright. I think it's going to be a very close game now. I like the Lakers to cover the 7-point spread on Twin Spires and make it a very close game throughout. I think we see Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook have solid games. Same for New York. So we're going to build out an enticing power play here to go over. So Anthony Davis at 24.5 points. I do like the over there. And then let's check out some other ones here as well. RJ Barrett at 15.5. I like RJ Barrett's over on points as well. Russell Westbrook in the assist department at 8.5. And then Westbrook for rebounds. Let's check it out as well. 8.5. I do like him probably better to hit on the assist in this game. So let's do Russell Westbrook over 8.5 assists. And then for rebounds, let's check out on what to go for the Knicks here. Julius Randle at 9.5. We have RJ Barrett. We already used RJ, so we can't do that. So it'd be Julius Randle either 9.5 rebounds, or we can do assists. Julius Randle at 4.5. And then 3-pointers made. We have RJ Barrett at 1.5. So it's either going to be Randle on the assists or Randle on the rebounds here. So let's check on Julius Randle's stat trends recently to see exactly what he's been up to, because it's been a very up and down last 10 or so days for the New York Knicks. So far this season for Julius Randle, he is averaging 10 rebounds and 5 assists per game. His recent stat trends are encouraging if you want to go in a direction with Julius Randle. Let's check his rebounds first. 10, 10, 5, 11, 8, 5, 12, 7, 12, 14, 9. So he's very hit or miss in these spots. Assist, let's check on that as well. So Randle's at 4.5. His last few games, 3, 9, 3, 5, 5, 1, 3, 7, 4, 3, 5. I'd probably bet more on the rebounds for this one from Julius Randle. So let's take the over on Randle rebounds here to make it a 4-leg power play and roll the dice a little bit. We're going to go for this power play here. $100 entry wins you back $1,000. Anthony Davis over 24.5 points. RJ Barrett over 15.5 points. Russell Westbrook over 8.5 assists. And Julius Randle over 9.5 rebounds. And we're going to take the Lakers to cover 7-point spread tonight. A very close game, I think, is going to happen tonight in Madison Square Garden. Next game here, the Portland Trailblazers hosting the Denver Nuggets. Nikola Jokic is once again going to be out, it sounds like, for the Nuggets. Obviously, Michael Porter Jr. could be lost for the season with the recent news of his back injury getting worse than expected. So this is a spot to me where I feel like Portland could really go off tonight, especially their scoring combo of guards. So I like Portland in this spot to cover the 7-point spread. We're going to take the Blazers minus 7, then go over to PrizePicks and lock in a very solid power play here. Damian Lillard over 23.5 points and CJ McCollum over 18.5 points. I like both those to go over here. I think the Blazers are going to enact revenge on the Nuggets tonight. Obviously, they're very shorthanded. This could be one where it gets ugly. We saw the Suns beat this team by 30 when Jokic didn't play. So definitely something to watch out for there. Let's check on the Nuggets side of things here too as well. Check on the assist here. If we want to do a power play, it's going to have to be multiple Nuggets players. So let's check three-pointers made as well. So it looks like there's no three-pointer props available. So that'd be points, rebounds, or assists. Let's check on rebounds here. Jeff Green at 3.5, Monty Morris at 2.5. Don't really like either of those. For points, though, I do like Will Barton over 18.5. I think we see at least one guy score for Denver, and that's usually going to be Will Barton when guys like Jokic and Murray and MPJ are out. Assists. Let's check Monty Morris's assist totals recently, because 4 is very enticing to me. So let's check on Monty Morris's stat trends right now on Basketball Reference and see what he's been doing recently with a bigger workload on his plate. So for Monty Morris, he's averaging 4.1 assists per game. So very much on the fence of getting at least 5 assists in this one. So Monty Morris, his assist totals, 3, 5, 4, 8, 4, 4, 4, 5, 1, 4. So these are all when he's starting. He started all year long. So very much on the fence about this one. I think we're going to avoid it and just stick to a 3-leg power play here. We're going to do Damian Lillard over 23.5 points, CJ McCollum over 18.5 points, and Will Barton over 18.5 points. 3 out of 3 on this power play pays you back 5 times the amount. So $100 entry wins you back $500. We're going to take that here and take the Blazers to cover the 7-point spread tonight in Oregon. Our final game for a small 4-game slate tonight, the Los Angeles Clippers hosting the Dallas Mavericks. I love the Clippers in this spot. I think this is a situation to me where I think Paul George is a really big game for LA. The Clippers defense has been very impressive too, even without Kawhi Leonard. Role players are continuously stepping up alongside Paul George. So I love the Clippers here. I think they cover the 5-point spread, and I think it's going to be a very fun game between the Mavericks and the Clippers. But one to me where I feel like Paul George's star power gets it done. Luka Doncic still nursing that ankle injury as well. So we're going to hammer the Clippers -5 on TwinSpires and take the following power play on Prize Picks. We have Paul George over 24.5 points and Kristaps Porzingis over 18.5 points. I like both those to hit here. Let's go to three-pointers made. Let's check on Tim Hardaway's threes. 2.5. I do like Tim Hardaway over 2.5 threes tonight. I think he steps up in a very secondary role alongside Porzingis for Dallas. And then rebounds. Let's see what we have here. Dorian Finney-Smith at 4.5 rebounds. Or we can go in the direction of, let's see here. Yeah, it looks like here had to be Finney-Smith 4.5 rebounds. Let's check Dorian Finney-Smith's rebound trends real quick and see if that's a solid investment to make here. So we're pulling up Dorian Finney-Smith's stats right now. Finney-Smith, so far this year, is averaging 4.8 rebounds per game. So you need him to get at least 5 rebounds here. Let's check on his recent trends here to see exactly if that's a smart investment. So Finney-Smith, his rebound totals the last few games, 2, 3, 7, 4, 7, 3, 2, 4, 3, 5, 6, 1, 8. Ever since the first 5 games that he has not hit that, so we're not much at all. So we're going to step away from that and just do a simple 3-leg parlay here. Paul George over 24.5 points, Kristaps Porzingis over 18.5 points, and Tim Hardaway Jr. over 2.5 threes. 3 out of 3 on this power play pays you back 5 times the amount. So $100 entry wins you back $500. We're going to take that power play and then also the Los Angeles Clippers tonight to cover the 5-point spread against the Dallas Mavericks at home. So this is it for our 4-game slate today. A very sweet and simple episode here. Nothing but bets. Going over our picks once again tonight. Heat -10 in Detroit over the Pistons. Lakers +7 in New York against the Knicks. Trailblazers hosting the Nuggets -7 there. And then Clippers hosting the Mavericks -5 on the points. We're going to take that as well. So thank you for listening to our latest episode of Nothing But Bets. Appreciate you listening in. As always, make sure to read basketballnews.com every single day. Make sure to listen to Nothing But Bets every single day and the basketballnews.com podcast network. We drop so many great written and audio content. You don't want to miss out on it. So in the meantime, thanks for listening to Nothing But Bets. We're going to be back with you guys tomorrow for our latest episode, and happy betting.